time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Keith says, Ben and Kelly, I feel like I've known you guys forever.
Cool.
You can now add me to the others who say, I never thought I'd be messaging a radio show about my problems, but here I am. So my girlfriend of 10 months and I are quite different, but bond most around our mutual love of professional wrestling.
There you go.
Recently, there was a big event that came to the area. I was super excited, mentioned multiple times how much I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend never really said much about it, so I assumed we just watch it on TV like we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
But when the night came, my girlfriend went to see her dad, and I stayed home and watched alone.
Okay.
A few days later, I overheard my girlfriend asking her sister how her dad's doing since she hasn't seen him in a few weeks.
Mm.
When I asked her why she didn't see her dad the other night, she turned bright red.
Mm.
She said she wound up getting a late invite to the wrestling event.
Mm.
She stammered through explaining that her male coworker invited her on the way to her dad's place and she didn't have time to let me know. When I reminded her that it has now been several days, she got defensive, told me that she's allowed to have friends outside of our relationship.
Okay.
She told me I was overreacting and then refused to talk more about it. Now we're barely speaking.
Oh.
I'm like, you literally went to the event I really wanted to go to without me and with another guy.
Yeah.
I really like her, but almost feel like this is just way too much. What do you guys think?
Now, I will say she does have a point. You guys are allowed to have friends outside of the relationship. And
sure.
You're even allowed to have friends of the opposite sex outside of the relationship.
Yes, but the fact that when she got this last-minute invite,
yeah,
she didn't think to call or text her boyfriend, who she knew really wanted to go to that event, to say, hey, babe, are you okay with...
Now, I would say that she didn't initially because she knew he would say no. And
okay, which again, not great, a good look.
Right, but that's probably why initially she didn't like text her boyfriend and say, hey, Keith, got a last minute invite. I'm going with Barry from work. Hope that's okay or whatever, because he'd be like, no, it's not okay. And
okay.
She wanted to go.
Well, so he said she wasn't talking much about it.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing.
And he was. So why didn't she say, hey, my coworker's got a ticket. Do you want it? And, like, giving that up for him, knowing he really wanted to go.
Yeah, I didn't even consider that.
Yeah.
Of, like, offering up the coworker's ticket.
Exactly. The way that I selflessly offered up Justin Timberlake tickets to my husband. So that he could go with his buddy because they really wanted to go. And I was like, yeah, I could pass.
So, she didn't do that because it obviously would have been awkward with the coworker and her boyfriend.
Doesn't matter. They could have been new besties. Two dudes bonding over a love of wrestling.
Yeah, to me, I think coworker maybe likes her.
Sure.
In a way that her boyfriend likes her.
Which could have been another way to shut that down.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I'm spoken for. My boyfriend was talking about how much he really wanted to go to this. So do you mind if I ask him if he wants a ticket? That's really great.
Something sounds fishy here. So does
this... And then she didn't even tell him. It had been days and she did not even tell him she went.
So is it a big enough red flag to say, hey, you know what? Obviously, we're not on the same page here. Let's pause this while we figure things out.
We have another conversation, at least, about the dishonesty.
Okay.
Because not only did she not, like, say, hey, I've got this opportunity. Are you okay with it? But then she didn't even tell him that she went for days.
I know. like there's a lot here.
That's a problem.
There's a lot here to unpack.
Like, she didn't even say, hey, babe, guess what? You know that event we were kind of talking about? I got an opportunity to go. Isn't that great? She didn't even say that.
Yeah, you know, there isn't one person who's either texted us or commented on Facebook saying, yeah, sounds legit. I think it's all right.
Yeah, no, this
everybody
I think you're
like, you know what? Red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a text. No, 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 no. This had nothing to do with wrestling. She was interested in the coworker. She didn't like the wrestling at all. Kick her to the curb.
Oh, gosh.
Or the coworker's interested in her.
Yeah.
And she didn't necessarily shut that down.
Yeah. You know, others are saying, hey, ask to see her phone. See if there are any flirty texts between her and this coworker.
Ooh.
Or even check the recently deleted ones, too. Man, that is the words of someone who's done that.
That sounds like there's a story behind that thought.
Right, for sure.
Yes,
all right,
indeed.
If you've got a story about something like this, 502-795-1997, would love to hear it. Because maybe your experience and story with this same situation could maybe give Keith the answer he needs to move forward, okay?
Okay.
All right, 502-795-1997. Your story's on the way. So did you ever have a boyfriend or girlfriend in your life who accidentally forgot to tell you about an outing that they went on with a coworker of the opposite sex?
To an event that
you
they
really
knew
wanted to go
really,
to.
Really, really, really wanted to go to.
Anyone have that? I mean, is that cool? Is that a huge red flag? Is it a red flag enough to actually break up with that person? Keith, he's our listener. That literally happened to him.
So according to Joshua on Facebook, it's 6 red flags. That's how many I count in his comment. It takes a few seconds to send a text. Plus, she went with another guy.
Yeah.
Someone that truly deeply cares about you wouldn't do that to you. I hate to say it, but the writing is kind of on the wall, my dude. Better to break up now than later on when you both have more time invested.
Yeah, Megan said it was 100% pre-planned. She knew what she was doing, and she knew it was something wrong, and that's why she hid it when she got caught and couldn't hide it. She was defensive because she knows it wasn't innocent. And then Megan goes on and says, I believe people in relationships should be by themselves with the
shouldn't be
yeah. by themselves with the opposite sex out of respect for the relationship. And they definitely shouldn't go on outings with them on their own.
She also went as far as to say, go through the phone, see if there's any flirty text between her and this coworker. Check out the recently deleted ones, too. Hashtag stay toxic.
Yes, stay toxic.
And she's like, disclaimer, I never condone like going through someone's phone unless you like have some sort of a really good reason for thinking there is something nefarious going on.
Gary said, look, this is how he should respond. Give her the cold stone stunner and send her on her way. Stone Cold Steve says go.
Oh, dang. Yeah, so, and I got another text. She didn't seem interested in going with him because she already had plans with the work, quote, friend. Ooh, yeah, because he said that, you know, he kept talking about how he wanted to go. She didn't say much.
Yeah.
Probably because she knew she was going.
So already. We did get a story from a listener who said the reverse of this happened to me a few years ago. Going to see Fall Out Boy. I had a girlfriend who I did invite, but before the event, she completely ghosted me and didn't talk to me out of nowhere for no reason that I knew of. Still don't know. I ended up taking a friend's girlfriend at his request because she liked them. We had a good time just as friends at the concert. I took her back to her dorm. Nothing happened. And by the time the girl I was supposed to take finally tried to get back to me about it, I blocked her, was done, and my family had to tell her I was over her because I had blocked her, like she ghosted me. Interesting.
Well, yeah, and but that's different because, like, the guy's, you know, the girl's boyfriend asked him to take her.
Right.
So that is not the situation here. Mm. And, like, everybody, if you're mining through the comments on Facebook, everybody saying red flag. Didn't have time to tell you? Does she not have a cell phone? She could have called or texted. Did she just leave her dad hanging since no time to let you know? She couldn't have had time to let her dad know? If that's the case, she's completely just, yeah, that's right. Because if she was on her way to see her dad, did she also not have time to tell dad, oh, dad, change of plans,
oh,
I can't make it tonight?
Forgot about the whole thing with dad. Like,
yes, if
was she just going to surprise dad? Probably not. It was probably a planned thing where
exactly,
all of a sudden
she
dad's
told
like,
Keith about it. I'm going to see my dad. Probably told dad about you. Was on her way driving to dad's when she was like veers off and goes to the wrestling event instead.
All right, so hey. let's just understand this, Keith.
All signs point to run.
Right. It doesn't sound like this was a good situation, and probably the more you uncover, the more you're going to get frustrated, and the more you're going to find out that maybe this male coworker of hers is more than just a friend. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, that's our suggestion.
Like everybody, there is not one that says, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Keep us posted, man. Sorry about that. That's group therapy.